impact on people's lives and making more money than just trying to make a sale. Hey, Gerard, buy this thing. Hey, yes, you know, and that's great. Nothing wrong with sales because we all need it. But when you make an impact in somebody's lives, guess what happens? You may get the sale, but you may get 10, 20, 30, 40 referrals. Doors open other places you never thought would open because the universe changes when you change somebody's life. And it doesn't have to be big. You know, people ask me all the time, Gerard, what kind of service are you talking about? I got to go to a homeless camp or serve food? I said, whatever you're comfortable with, leave somebody with the law of increase from Think and Grow Rich or value. It could be, hey, I like your blue shirt today, Gerard. Man, it looks good on this show, for example. Something positive, especially in these days with this world, you're going to make a change because it's an outlier. And that's what I think the impact should be.
Yeah. And you can, as the person on the receiving end of that service, you can feel that impact. And you like, there's a certain feeling that comes with that, right? That certain like, wow, this person cares. This person actually wants to help me. They're not just trying to make a buck, because we've all been sold to, right? Like, and we see it in the music industry too. You know, people have like the thing that's going to take you to the top and they're just trying to sell, sell, sell. But, you know, you buy that thing and you don't see the impact from it. And suddenly you've just spent a lot of money on a solution that didn't necessarily work. Whereas like, you know, on my end, like as a coach, as an artist coach, like I'm trying to take the walk with you because I need to understand your journey so I can better serve your journey and point you to the resources that are going to help you. And there's no doing that. There's no doing that without taking that walk and without having that service mindset over, well, I just need more clients. I just need more sales. I just need to make more money. It's like, okay, but what am I giving in exchange for that in the first place? How am I proving this value to where people want to not only invest in my platform, but also spread the word about it, right? And so it's so important. I think it gets so lost because there's such a scarcity mindset, I feel, especially in creative industries where like the traditional thinking has been like, you know, like everyone's a starving artist. Everybody's broke. You know, it's dog eat dog. It doesn't have to be that way. I think it's so important for us to keep in mind. And I appreciate you leading with that mindset. And of course, you've been very successful in doing so, Steve. And I commend you for it because it's a tough mindset to develop. But once you see that light, there's no turning back from it, I feel.
Yeah. And for musicians out there, here's how to look at it. You've got a potential sale. You hard sell them. You know, it's all about the sale. You get that sale and that's great. Or you take that person, you build a relationship. You give them some value. You impact their life. Whatever that may be, that could lead to 10, 20, 30 more sales of your record or 10, 20, 30 more doors open of opportunities where you're going to sing at a bigger place, where you're going to open with a band that you never thought you could open with. That's what happens. And it's all on faith. Trust me, it works because I have a lot of people doing this, but you can't put a scoreboard on it. You can't say, I just gave Gerard, which I did, I gave you three referrals and now expect three referrals back. I just throw it out to the universe. I tell people that. Let the universe take care of it and it will.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think too, it comes down. And first of all, thank you for those referrals. We're still setting up our meetings and I'm really excited to talk to those folks. But I think it's so important to keep in mind that people want to work repeatedly with people that they like, you know, like you can make a sale once, but it's not necessarily doing anything to help you build a relationship if you didn't take time to build that rapport and understand their needs and understand how to add value, not only that time, but in the future, right? People want to continue giving recurring business to people, to human beings who they actually connect with. And if they actually connect with you, then they're going to connect other human beings in their network with you. And that's so important, you know, because even though like in a musical sense, you might, a lot of musicians would hear this conversation right now, I know, and be like, well, I'm not selling anything. I'm just playing music, but you are selling something. You're selling your merch. You're selling your show tickets. You're selling the idea of you as an influencer. You're selling the idea of you as a brand, right? And how are you going to connect that brand to people in the age of transparency that we're in with social media is by actually being genuine and authentic and building those connections. And that's how you're going to find your audience too. And not everyone's going to be your audience, but the people who resonate with who you are and who you genuinely put out, that's it. That's them, you know? And then you can build those connections and build those relationships and find more of those types of people.
And here's the, so well said, Gerard. I love that. What you just said, I'm glad this is recorded. because you serve everybody. You serve wide, but you build relationships niche, meaning small. You're not going to build relationships. I served 1,000 people last year. I'm not building relationships all three because you're right. We're not a fit. But again, you're leaving them, as they say, don't burn the bridge. Well, you never know. That person may not fit today. 2 years from now, they have an opportunity that you can work with.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you always serve, because they never forget. The Maya Angelou quote, I always forget it, but it's something like people know you, want you, and then it says people always remember what impact you made. Mm-hmm. And I butchered that quote, but everybody knows Maya's quote. And that's exactly what this.
Mm-hmm.
You musicians out there, you start building relationships. You never know. You might get the call from manager, from Billy Joel's manager. Hey, we heard your song. And here's the other thing. And then they connect, and who knows what's going to happen. But there's thousands of country singers out there. Let's use that genre.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of competition. What can separate you? Because it is a business, Gerard. I like that you said that. But what separates you? Just trying to sell your song, sell yourself to be in a concert, or build that relationship with that connection that could lead you to all these different people.
I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad that you picked country as the genre, because I feel like it's endemic in that genre to just go by your first and middle name. And if you're a guy, you sing about trucks and beer. If you're a woman, you sing about heartbreak and getting cheated on. Everybody has tried that formula, but the formula has diminishing returns. We've seen that throughout the course of music history. You think of the boy bands in the 90s, Backstreet Boys and NSYNC, and then there was everybody else who tried the same thing. You know, the pop punk bands of that same era. You know, hair metal, you can go through any genre. Like, okay, we had a formula, it worked, and now we're going to milk it dry. You have to differentiate yourself, especially in this day and age where people are looking to make those genuine connections. And yeah, country in particular, again, I feel like it's endemic, but you could apply that to any genre. Like if you're just following a trend, that trend's already been done. Don't try to be Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's already out there, and she's Taylor Swift better than anybody can be Taylor Swift. Beyonce is Beyonce better than anybody can be Beyonce. You go down the line, name your favorite example, whoever it is in whatever genre. Don't try to be them, or don't try to just do what they did. Find your thing. Find your people, find what makes you you, and connect it to the people who pick up what you're putting down.